Flooding begins as storm surge, outer bands of Hurricane Ida move onto Louisiana coast. By Bob Price on August 29, 2021. Hurricane Ida is already causing flooding in southern Louisiana as the predicted storm surge and outer rain bands move onshore. The storm is expected to push a tidal surge of up to 16 feet near the mouth of the Mississippi. Reports and tweets from southeast Louisiana are starting to show flooding moving onto the coastal areas as a potentially catastrophic Hurricane Ida prepares to make landfall on Sunday. Streets in parts of New Orleans, Louisiana are flooded as the outer bands of Hurricane Ida lash the state ahead of the storm's expected landfall. Live updates, pic.twitter.com/lforkjaru31w. ABC News, at ABC, August 29, 2021. Prime Minister breaking news tweeted video from Grand Isle, Louisiana. Sunday morning showing storm flooding caused by the early storm surge. It also shows the increasing winds in the area. Breaking, conditions are quickly deteriorating in Grand Isle, Louisiana. As Hurricane Ida approaches the area. Video via John Humphreys, pic.twitter.com/QXX6S309X. Prime Minister breaking news, EPTN breaking news, August 29, 2021. Currently, Weather Underground reports winds in Grand Isle at 27 miles per hour with gusts to 48. The main parts of the storm are expected to move inland later today as a major Category 4 or possibly Category 5. Breaking devastating situation in Grand Isle, Louisiana as Ida hurricane approaches pic.twitter.com/SHAirbay. Osmgees. Insider Paper, at the Insider Paper, August 29, 2021. The current path of the storm is expected to bring Hurricane Ida onshore southwest of New Orleans. The National Hurricane Center, NHC, reports. Maximum sustained winds are currently at 150 miles per hour. Top story, at Crockett WDSU. Justin from Grand Isle, 100 miles per hour wind gusts. Total loss of power. Only road off the island is flooded. 28 residents and 24 first responders are on Grand Isle, according to Jefferson Parish Government. pic.twitter.com/apch6pshvi, see more. Sclsos, at Sclsos, August 29, 2021. The well-organized Eye of Ida is located just off the southern coast of Louisiana and appears to be tracking toward Houma and Thibodaux. This places the city of New Orleans directly on the dirty side of the storm where the highest rainfall totals could occur. Near the point of Ida's landfall late this morning at Grand Isle, LA. Video from Christy Angelette, pic.twitter.com/QP lit2WSSR. James Spahn, at Spahn, August 29, 2021. Highway 90 in New Orleans washed outside the levee protection. Hashtag Hurricane Ida, pic.twitter.com/PeachBriaPep. WX Chasing, Brandon Clement, at Clems, August 29, 2021. The storm moves into the area during the anniversary of 2005's deadly Hurricane Katrina that left approximately 1,800 people dead and caused $125 billion in damages. The track of Katrina placed New Orleans on the storm's western, or clean side. However, the storm surge and inland rains causing flooding led to the collapse of the levees and deadly flooding. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Pix and Facebook.